This year chasing our 18th banner. Roster so deep, our bench finally got an answer. We got the heart, maybe not the glamour. When you spell team, you best watch your grammar. Ignore the refs when we led by Tatum. Big ass and squeeze, corner threes makes them. Batman and Jalen, our defense at anchors. Brogdon off the bench, giving more flavor. Smart is the heart, and the best actor. Getting every charge, intense in the matchup. Now getting ready for hot takes and laughter. Cause you tuning in to the boys in the rafters.
What up, what up? This is episode 125 of the Rafters podcast, brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. I'm your ever-decadent host, Liam McDade, drink in hand, across the table from my virtual co-host, Connor Strayer, also drinking his hand. What's going on, homeboy?
Not much. It's been a while, so
ready. Yeah. How was Nola? You said you won some money at the casino?
Yeah, did that. We went to a Pelicans game, so it was cool to see that aspect of it. Nuggets played, but I think I told you they didn't play Nikola Jokic. So,
which sucks. That's all the draw of the Nuggets.
Yeah, so $6 tickets wasn't bad for that. I mean, we still got to see Westbrook. He got in there.
He's playing pretty well.
In there. He hit his 200 triple double the other day.
No way. That's fucking sweet.
Brandon Ingram looked good that night too.
I love Brandon Ingram.
We left at halftime, so it was like no harm, no foul.
You guys are the worst kind of fans, but totally, that's fine.
$6 tickets, and we had other things to do. We were wanted to go see some other stuff, so it was like,
that's fair. New Orleans is such a sick city. I love it.
Yeah, you've been there?
Yeah, I went once. My buddy went to LSU, so I visited him in Baton Rouge, stayed there a few days, and then we went to New Orleans for like the last day or two. It was a fucking blur.
It's definitely worth it. I would say it's probably better than Nashville vibe.
Yeah, 100%. And I like Nashville. Like, I just went for the first time fairly recently, but New Orleans is just probably out cheap. Of fucking control. Yeah, way cheaper.
Probably cheaper in New Orleans, too. So, yeah. I never thought about that. I always thought I'd go to Nashville before New Orleans, but.
Yeah, no, Nashville is pretty outrageously priced. It's fucking preposterous. The drinks are fairly standard, but everything else, you're fucked.
Yeah, but I was hoping we'd get to a Celtics. I was hoping the Celtics would fall right on their schedule.
That'd be so perfect, because they would kill the Pelicans.
They probably wouldn't even have played Tatum, Brown, or whoever. They probably would have kept it easy.
But for $6 tickets, you can go see your home team go fucking lay an ass-whooping on New Orleans.
Exactly, and it was $6 is more than enough to go see, like, I don't know, Westbrook play. I've never
seen. Of course, that's super sick too, because he's probably going to retire relatively soon.
Yeah, so get it out of the way, see him, see a couple other guys that I probably will never get to see. Yeah, $6, not bad. But
fuck yeah, do you rip up Bourbon Street and whatnot?
We did. We went for a couple. We went every night. Yeah.
Anyone get pickpocketed?
No, surprisingly, I don't know.
Yeah, that happens all the time. My buddy's friend, I didn't even know the guy, he got pickpocketed. I was like, ah, that sucks.
I feel like you'd be an idiot if you get pickpocketed there. I mean, people were walking around.
Yeah, we were there during Mardi Gras. Like, it was jam-packed. It was madness.
Okay, then, yeah. I mean, it was madness when we went to, but not as – it wasn't like sardines. It was like you were bumping up to people, like, on the streets or certain, like, areas, but
– that's where it happens.
Other than that, I had my hands in my pocket. My buddy warned me before I went. So hopefully everything's in my wallet still. Haven't checked.
Yeah, you should probably do that after the show.
Yeah.
But anyway, the Boston Celtics fucking they beat the Cavs, crushed their 15-game undefeated winning streak, letting everyone know who the bad motherfuckers are in the Eastern Conference. What'd you think of that game?
It was a good game. I mean, it was definitely a blowout at the get-go. But I mean, the ass whooping, they almost came back from 23.
I know, because I was about to say, I was like, an ass. Well, we blew a 21-point lead.
So yeah, I mean, I wasn't worried about that. It looks like they took their pedal out. Like, they probably just lost focus. Some of the guys probably weren't as into the game anymore. I know it was a. It was a kind of not really. I wouldn't even say blowout, but yeah, I mean, they were up 20, but in the NBA nowadays, that's not a guarantee anymore. So,
no.
But I'm happy they won. I mean, Tatum really proved like he's MVP worthy at this point.
Hearing this correctly? Should I fucking take my headphones out and unclog my ears here? Did I just hear this right?
Yeah, I mean, right now he's probably up there with like not. He's got to be MVP right now, right?
I mean, Jokic is balling out of control, but
He's
like I
not
feel
playing.
like, yeah, he was hurt. Embiid sucks.
So right now he's gonna be the guy.
I would say so. Maybe I
Yeah.
just haven't seen other teams ball as much this year, but I can't think of anyone else who would be in the running. Maybe Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who was one of my picks.
I think the NBA.com even ranked him as like the leader right now, or maybe Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis would be wild. Imagine he wins it after everyone shit on him the last 4 years.
I heard today that Tatum was like the latest odds getter for that. But anyways, yeah, it's yeah on basketballreference.com they have him as the in which I Google all like my stats there. They have
Yeah.
him at number one, Davis at two,
No way.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at three. Jared Allen.
Yeah.
Jared Allen, wow.
No way, really? What the fuck?
Yeah. So
That's so strange. But yeah, I mean, it kind of makes sense. I saw the stat the other day. Tatum sh taking 11 threes a game and shooting f like 39.5% on those, which is batshit numbers for Jason Tatum.
yeah, 39% from three, almost 39.5, basically 39.5, and then like
Yeah.
he's taking per game a game. Yeah, you said he's shooting 11 threes per game.
Well, yeah, which is a fucking wild number. That's a ton. That's Steph Curry amount of threes.
Yeah, he's surprisingly doing well. So hopefully it stays like that. I mean, if he does, if it stays like that, I mean, he's going to be up there in the end. If he stays healthy, because
And
I know.
how likely do you think that is? Because I know you're a pessimist on Tatum, but for you to say he's the MVP, I'm blown away already, so I need to
Everything's
hear
going right.
more.
It might happen.
Yeah.
Especially,
Odds. What are the odds you think it happens? Like, give me a percentage.
I mean, NBA ref. This basketball reference is going 33.6%. So I'll give it that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, probably they're doing better math than the two of us.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing math. Yeah, they show all the stats and they give you the probability. So I mean, you never know if. I mean, I know Luka's not having the greatest year so far.
No, he's brutal to watch.
I mean, he's scoring points, but you never know.
Yes, but he's a.
They
It
go
just
on like
bitches
a.
at the refs like a lesbian. It's so annoying.
But if he goes on like a crazy run near the end or
Yeah.
leads the team or if Joker comes back healthy,
Which
one of
I'm
those
sure
best.
he will.
LeBron James, I wouldn't count out if he leads his
Yeah.
team.
Maybe because I'm a hater, but I will count that one out. I think
Yeah.
LeBron's
It
kind
could
of
be
out of
like
this.
last season. He's seventh on this list. Gives him a 4% chance. So I wouldn't count it out.
Yeah, he's playing fine, certainly, but MVP is a special caliber that I don't think LeBron can carry anymore.
And then my dark horse, who's not even on this list, you'll never even guess it.
No, I won't.
Melo Ball.
Dude, he is playing
Yeah.
out of his mind basketball.
And his stats aren't far behind Tatum's right now.
Are they not? I mean, what's the Hornets record? They're complete dog shit,
They're
right?
not good, but like I asked ChatGPT, I was like, unbiasedly, can you look up all these players' stats? Like blah blah blah. Who do you think would win MVP right now? LaMelo or Tatum? And they said Tatum, but only because one of the biggest things was he has a better team. They
Yeah.
have a better record. And I think Tatum's like rebound numbers are better, but like and his shooting percentage is
Yeah.
like a couple percentage points better, but like it's nothing crazy. He has more assists than Tatum, so per game. So it's like their stats aren't that far off. And point scoring, it's not that far off either. I think he's scoring 31 points a game right now.
Yeah. I saw he had a sick game winner, I want to say against the Rockets or something like that. Or I think it was a clutch stretch down the fourth quarter and then had a game winner. But he's so saucy, so much fun to watch. His passes are so flashy. Like he's clearly talking a ton of shit out there, and I eat that up when a player does that.
He's 23 too, and what Tatum's like 26 right now.
Yeah, a good
Yeah,
opportunity to make a Tatum's only 21 joke, but yeah, he's 26.
so I mean, he's my dark horse LaMelo, but he's not gonna win it. But I mean,
No, but
give it a few more
he
years
shouldn't.
at Tatum's age, he might in the next 3 years, if he gets, especially if he gets traded. I mean,
Especially. That's probably the only way, honestly. The Hornets are going to be bad forever.
he's not staying in Charlotte unless they draft someone crazy or something happens in the next 3 years. But yeah, back to that game though. But yeah, there was a complete, I mean, in the beginning an ass whooping, but at the end, Cavs came back and started to cook. So I don't know. It was good to get up, like give them their first loss, but it was a little concerning down the stretch.
Yeah, it started out super favorably. Like the second quarter was unbelievable. The first quarter was even pretty damn great. I think Tatum hit his first four threes or something like that. He went absolutely nuts. And Al Horford had a mean block. I want to say it was in the second quarter on Darius Garland, who the Celtics just completely neutralized. And I was like, "Yep, this is pretty much a game." I was counting it out. They were building the lead. I was ready to check out and call it early. And they just squandered a 21-point lead. I think it was Cavs with 7 minutes left in the third went on a 22-5 run, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think that was something like that. So it was like, yeah, it was about that. So it's like it was kind of concerning to see that happen. I think that was just hot shooting. Maybe a
Yeah.
little bit poor defense. But yeah, it was a little concerning to see that. But and then it happened in the playoffs, I think last year. They came back from down 22 and won in the playoffs.
Yep.
So won that game. So but it
Yeah.
then you gotta say like it is concerning for them too, because they got down that many points. And
Absolutely. And they really only fought back. I don't know if you saw it. They took advantage of Nemus Kida. I probably pronounced the name wrong, but I've been loving him all year. I think he's been a stud, but just on defense, they just annihilated him for easy 2 points at the rim, and he couldn't do anything. And I was like, "Oh, dude, this is tough to watch." I think his box minus was -14. I was like, "This is brutal." Couldn't believe they aired a murder like that on TV. But they rode with him the entire way through the run, and I was like, "I like that you're giving confidence to your guy," but also like. Half of me was like, dude, pull this fucking guy. He's getting brutalized out there.
yeah, that's a good point. And I mean, he is a big man, right? Like, I mean,
Yeah,
he probably lifts.
I think he's listed as a power forward, but he usually plays center.
Let me check. Center, yeah, 7 foot. So we need to, and that's one thing I want to talk about too. I think as good as this team is, we didn't win with one last year. Well, I guess we did win with one last year as a center, like a
Yeah.
true center. And I guess you don't need that nowadays playing with the three amount of 3-point shots we're taking.
Which is a preposterous amount.
But like, I don't know. I think if you went out there and got that dominant big man, I think just to like lock down the paint, I think this would be a no-brainer, easy championship.
Yeah, if they could get, but they it needs to be somebody fast because the Celtics play with pace. They're always moving. You need somebody who, when we chuck up those shots, they can sprint the length of the court and get a rebound and work in transition. And just thinking off the top of my head, like it's difficult to find a guy like that. Like Jokic, slow as hell, Embiid, slow as hell. All the best centers are slow as hell. And obviously, we're not getting any of those guys, but.
Yeah, so it's I don't know, maybe you can put it together a package. I don't know what big man is on like the trade deadline this year, but there's got to be someone that's better than Quinta. Like, I mean,
Yeah.
maybe he can get better as the year goes on. How old is this guy?
But I've liked what I've seen from him. I can't remember what game it was, but I want to say it was in the last week or two.
He's not
And
bad.
he was crushing it. Oh, it was the Raptors game. He played pretty damn well in the Raptors game. And granted, like we almost blew that terrible game to the Raptors. I was stressing out. I live bet the Celtics and just was flipping out down the stretch that they weren't going to win it. I think I had them like 3.5 or something like that. And I think they just hit it, thank Christ. But went to overtime against this sh what should be in contention for the first overall pick Raptors team. Like I think they're ass, but he played pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I just wouldn't mind I'd go out and try to get a guy.
Yeah. Do you have Kinda's numbers offhand by chance?
Yeah, check right now.
Because I'm
Probably getting
curious.
by 6.4 points a game, 5.4 rebounds. But what's his plus minus? That's
I'll
like a
take that. Yeah, plus minus. Let's get deep. Let's get into the analytics here.
yeah, because that tells you some stuff sometimes with this kind of guy, I would.
Yeah. Can't believe we're those analytic nerds now. I used to shove those people in lockers, and now I'm like, you know, let's look at the box plus minus.
This season he is it's not giving me one this season. That's weird. Maybe let's look at another site real quick, but then I'm plus two on the no, that's Luke Cornett.
Oh, yeah. We're not looking at Luke Cornett.
They're not giving me one for some reason.
Well, I
Plus
will
minus is a
go.
plus 64.
What is it?
Says plus 64. All right, so yeah. That's pretty
Okay.
good.
Yeah, I would say so. So the
Okay.
team scores 64 more points when he's on the court.
Yeah, I guess so. That's yeah.
That's
Wow.
pretty fucking good then. I'll take that. 'Cause I swear, like
That's just,
I think it was the Pacers game, the Raptors game. There was another one offhand that he was playing pretty damn well. Like he's fast. For a 7-footer, he can move.
and Luke Kornet's plus 34, but I mean they kind of play different rosters when they're out there, so it's like I guess he's our best option. Maybe get rid of Kornet then. What am I talking about? Maybe get rid of Kornet in a deal.
Yeah. I think Cornette's fine, but he's not practical by any means to have somebody out there. He's not fast at all. Like he doesn't contribute a whole lot, and he has his moments where I'm like, oh my God, Cornette. But like in the grand scheme of things, I certainly don't think he's a fantastic center to have on the team.
Yeah, and it's not only serviceable, I guess.
Yeah. But with a tighter game than I expected. Did you ever believe in the Cavs when they were 15 and 0 or 11 and 0 or anywhere along their stretch? Were you like, oh, the Cavs are scary?
Not scary, but they're definitely up there. I mean, they've played some good teams in that stretch, and they've won. They've finished off close games. They got a good roster when you think about it. I mean,
I do. I think their backcourt's unbelievable.
you can get hot from 3-point land. Who, I mean, Jared Allen that
Jared
was on
Allen's a
the team,
monster.
so it's like center. I wish we could have him as our center.
He would be perfect.
They play good defense. I mean, I guess not last night, but the Celtics
No.
guard one anyways. But
He's
Donovan Mitchell's really he's up there too. For, I
a
mean, not an MVP.
monster.
He carries that team. So it's like this whole team that can shoot the threes, that can play defense. You can
Yeah,
trust.
I love the design of their team. Wait, Tristan Thompson's still floating around? I didn't even see him the other night.
He's their center. He probably didn't even play.
Yeah, I
He
didn't
didn't
see him
play.
much. Yeah, exactly. I didn't see him for 1 second. But I liked Evan Mobley. He was my most improved candidate for this year.
Yeah, he's 6'11". He's young too. 23 years old. So they got a good young lineup, but I just don't think they're there yet. I mean, give him if
No.
that stays attached for another like 2 years or next year, even they'll be
Yeah.
better. They'll get better and better, and then probably be a threat. But as
I
of right
see that team as a team that needs a piece. Like they're
now, they're
like,
one piece away.
yeah, 'cause you're right, Donovan Mitchell's the man. I love Darius Garland. I think his game is unbelievable. He looked like shit against us yesterday, but it was like with like
Cold.
15 seconds left, with like 15 seconds left in the game, Donovan Mitchell hits like a crazy three to keep it competitive. I think it was 118, 115 or something like that. And I was like, fucking Donovan Mitchell, like he's the heart and soul of this team. He's so fucking good. And he did the same thing to us in the playoffs last year. I'm like, not this shit again.
Jeez, yeah, and it's tough. I mean, right now they're even playing. It's like the next day they have a game in Cleveland, and I don't know, this guy Ty Jerome, he's going off. He has 27 points right now.
Ty Jerome?
Yeah, against
It's
the
the most random
Pelicans.
fucking name I've ever heard to go off.
I don't even know who that is, Ty Jerome, but he's got 27 points. 7 for 10 from three, so he got
Wow. Yeah.
he's got that hot hand right now against the Pelicans. They're killing them. They're up by like 14.
What's wrong with you? You didn't bet Ty Jerome's over tonight? Come on now.
I mean, probably was like 5 points.
Oh.
So yeah, I mean, are we scared of them? No, but it would be a fun matchup in the final, like in the well, East Conference Finals. We'd probably win in 6 games max.
Yeah, max. Like I would say it would be very similar to last year. Like I said, I love the design of their team. I love their big men. I love their backcourt. I just, their small forward, I think, is Isaac Okoro. Like if you got like a stud big man in there, like obviously I'm speaking hypothetical, but you throw Kevin
Give
Durant in
them
there,
Porzingis.
they're fucking sick.
Yeah, I mean, a healthy Porzingis, let's say.
Yeah. But they don't have him. We do. And it seems like there's a date for Porzingis' return. He'll be back around Christmas.
Yeah, finally. Hopefully that improves. And we're doing all this, like, people forget, I think, a lot. They're not doing all this without Porzingis. I mean, they had him.
Yeah.
They didn't have him a lot last year. I mean, I guess they did. He made it relatively, like, 75% of the way through the season. Or
Yeah.
he got hurt in the playoffs.
I would say like 60% last year.
Yeah, I mean, and this year might be if we can get on the same, then that'd be great. I know there, and I don't even know. He'll add to the team definitely, even if he's going to be like on minutes restriction. But just to give Al that rest would be nice.
Yeah,
Yeah, a lot.
I liked your theory last show we did Not for practical terms, because they never do it, but just sitting Porzingis for the whole year and letting him ride healthy into the playoffs. Like, maybe play him like the week before the playoffs, get him warm. Like, it would just be perfect, but I know that's not the case. He's going to come back and we're going to dominate for a stretch of games, and I'm afraid he'll probably get hurt again for just for a little bit, and he'll be back for the playoffs. It's I've read this book before.
Yeah, because I mean, as much as you want to rest him and need him, it's like you also don't want to play Al Horford a full season starting at.
No.
So it's like you need to get he is valuable down the stretch. So you do want to keep him healthy because if he keeps playing these kind of minutes, I feel like he's gonna burn out quick. How many minutes
Yeah.
he's getting? He's getting like high, low 30 minutes per game, which is a lot for a how old is he? 38-year-old man.
Yeah, he had 32 against the Cavs, and he played fantastic. He lives in the corner. I love it. His
20
three
last
blocks,
night.
I think it was. He was unbelievable.
It
Yeah.
was raining. He shot 80% from 3-point
Dude, he's a monster.
last
The
night.
whole team did. I think it was in the first half, Tatum, White, Pritchard, Holiday, and Horford all shot a combined 80% from three. And I was like, dear God, this lineup's fucking perfect.
Yeah, and I haven't really been like I like tune in for some games, but this was the game I like actually like started watching from the
Yeah,
start.
this is
Saw it.
must see.
I was like, gee, it was like every other shot. My shot, I'm like, oh my God, it's crazy to see is when they're going in, it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, and they'll have their games too when they lose. So,
Certainly. And they have. Like they've had some pretty brutal losses. They play down to teams for sure. Yeah, dude,
Hawks
that
coming out
game
much
was
bad.
brutal. You watch that?
I did, and it was just they were just chucking. They acted. I mean, it looked like they just didn't care. They thought that
Yeah.
this game blow by, and this game actually mattered because it was a NBA Cup game. I guess it matters for
Kinda for bragging rights, I guess.
they want to win one, I'm sure.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, certainly. And you know, because they won against the Cavs yesterday, they're still going. Or I think they still have a chance to go to the knockout round. But
They
yeah,
got
dude,
one
that.
out.
Yeah, I think they do, which they can easily do. This team, we're 12-3. Like we're crushing people. We just play down to shitty teams. But friggin' that Hawks game was brutal. Did you bet the Celtics that go around?
I didn't. I haven't been betting them at all. I don't do their money line or spread or anything because then I'm like, sometimes I would bet against them because they have crazy spreads.
Yeah.
So I just kind of stay away from it, from
Yeah.
betting.
I think the last time we recorded, they played a team with a crazy spread the day after, and you were like, I'm taking that plus, and they ended
And
up blowing them
barely
out.
hit. Yeah, it almost came to hit, but yeah, it was not even close. So I was like, that was dumb.
Yeah, but I liked your thought process. It was close for like the first half, and then they pulled away. I can't remember who it was against, but.
Yeah, but in that loss to the Atlanta Hawks, like Tatum only had 20 points on 37 minutes. I think Jalen Brown went off that night. He was a big
Yeah,
scorer, Derrick
he was
White. So
crushing it.
I think they started out pretty good, and then they took the like pedal off the gas. And the Hawks, you got to defend.
Yeah.
They probably just took a night off defending.
They got unlucky down the stretch, too. I remember Tatum had a wide open corner three that kind of rimmed in and out, and I was like, dude, like that's just unluck. I'm like, God damn it. And then he had the
Happened
terrible.
that many degrees.
Yeah, it's true. You know, when you're shooting up 11 of them, you're gonna rim out every once in a while. But then I don't know if you remember, they were inbounding it to Tatum, and it kind of went off his fingers out of bounds, like with like 30 seconds left or 12 seconds left, something terrible, and the game was over after that. I was like, God damn it.
Yeah, it wasn't a great game for him, and I mean
Yeah.
his numbers weren't bad, but it didn't matter because Jaylen Brown was having a good game, but they lost, and that's a cup game to a team you might see in the playoffs. I feel like that would be like a first round team in the
The
playoffs you would see.
Hawks, really?
Well, like the first round of the playoffs, we'd probably see them. I think
Yeah.
we always tend to run into the Hawks, I feel like, in the playoffs.
I guess they are 7-8. What are they? They're 5 seed right now. I thought
Late
they would be
first
flat
round.
out terrible.
Yeah, I mean, no, they're always good. They still got
They have Trey.
yeah. So they have Trey. He didn't. I don't even think he played in that game,
No,
which is
he didn't. He was hurt, I believe.
yeah. So they have and who's that? Zahir Ajir, their rookie guy. He's been going off,
Oh,
been playing really good.
Richesse, I think it's pronounced.
Yeah, he's only 19. He's a up there for Rookie of the Year candidate, I think. But he's been playing really good for that team. He's getting a lot of minutes.
Was my rookie of the year pick.
Power forward, yeah, good pick. I mean, he's 6'8", 200, so he's not really a big. I mean, he's tall, but he's not. I mean, I weigh as much as him.
Yeah. He gives me like Pejo Stojakovic kind of feeling where I'm like, okay,
Yeah.
like I can see like, sharp shooting foreigner.
He's not their main scorer, and he's putting up good numbers. So,
Yeah. I think he's a good fit with Trey, but I figured they'd be tanking and trade Trey Young even by now. But let it ride, I guess.
that's their guy for the future. They got Jalen Johnson, Clint Capella, Kate. Yeah, they have a good team
I can't
going.
believe they still have Clint Capela. He's been around forever.
Who's this guy? Onyeka Okongwu, Okongwu.
Onyeka Okongwu.
He's
That's a
good too.
fucking
Yeah, they have a decent team.
he was a top pick. He went to the same high school as LaMelo.
Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah. He's yeah, sixth pick in the draft 1 year, 2020. So yeah, they
Yeah,
have
I went to USC.
yeah, they got some good players. I mean, we'll probably, like I said, I guarantee you we see them in the playoffs. Probably the
Yeah.
first round, but yeah.
They're certainly not your New York Knicks or your Orlando Magic, but they're pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. And we might, like I said, see them in the first or second round. The who knows, but
Yeah.
who win in five, but
Yeah, it five at most. I think it very well could be a sweep. They just don't have it.
yeah. And is there any other losses that they we who else have they lost to this season?
Didn't they lose to the
Warriors,
Hornets? Pacers and Hornets?
Warriors, Pacers,
Oh,
and
Warriors. That game sucked.
yeah, I don't think we've talked since that game either.
Yeah, that was pretty brutal. Steph Curry, of course, is ridiculous. He was going ape shit. But yeah, that was a tough display of basketball right there. The Warriors always seem to get us good.
That's why I wouldn't want to see them in the finals, because I think they're probably, what are they right now? And they were 7-1 at the time, but
Yeah, they're playing really good. I thought they'd be terrible.
right now, yeah, I thought so too. But they're
Wow,
playing.
they're the one seed. They're 10-3.
It's early. I mean, Cavs are the one seed.
Is Steph Curry not an MVP candidate? Like, he must be crushing it.
I guess he's not. I mean, I didn't see him on that list, but
I try purposely not to watch Warrior games. I
only going
can't
23
stand
points a game right now and five. Yeah, so he's not like putting up crazy numbers. I think
it. I wonder who's balling them. That's
they
super
also have a
strange.
rookie that's been going off lately.
Oh, I know Kuminga's playing better, but like still he's not like a star or anything.
Is probably playing pretty good. Yeah, he's 15 points per game.
Draymond Green is of course still doing well, but jackass.
He just put him in there and he's gonna do his thing. Oh, they have Buddy Hield, duh.
Yes, yeah, he's up for sixth man of the year.
Coming off the bench, I mean, he's coming off the bench. Yeah, he should be starting in many teams, but
100%.
obviously with Curry there, they're not gonna start him. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to see them in the finals.
Yeah, a repeat of that action, I'm okay with. I don't want to deal with that fucking Steph Curry after the last time. I still wake up in cold sweats thinking about that deep and 1-3 that sealed the last game for him.
As good as we are, I mean, that's a team. If they're playing like they are now, that's a team that could easily go seven with us, because they're good at their home court advantage is pretty good. Their fans are good, great, and
Yeah.
they could easily steal one in Boston. I think we lost them in Boston, right?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, that blows. I was in Boston hoping they would win so there'd be a party and the Warriors squash that fiasco. So Buddy Hield's up for sixth man of the year, and I've been preaching to the heavens to anyone that'll listen, pulling random people aside on the street to preach to them that Peyton Pritchard has to be sixth man of the year. But Buddy Hield still seems to be in front of him.
Yeah, only because it's probably Buddy Hield though.
Yeah, he should
Like
be
the
a starter.
Peyton's not really, I wouldn't say, I mean, to a Boston fan he is, to a Celtics fan he is, but
But I would say,
it
like, dude,
means
he's so good, dog.
gonna test this out when I go. I'm going to Los Angeles and
Ooh,
December,
yeah.
a couple of weeks. I'm gonna be this kid, our intern. I want to ask him about Peyton Pritchard. I'm gonna be like, do you even know who this guy is? Because if he and he likes basketball, so if he doesn't really know about him, then he's not really well known in the league. Buddy Hield's
That's a good point. Do that.
Peyton Pritchard's not a name right now. He
Yeah.
will be. He's not at this moment. He's only came on the scene like this season.
Yeah, like he was pretty good last season, and like, for Boston fans, the seasons before, of course, we loved him. His first season, he had a game-winning buzzer beater against the Heat. But you're right, like league-wide known, I would say most people kind of got to know him last year, or some people did. And even then, maybe they only knew him for his fucking two buzzer beaters in the half-court buzzer beaters in the finals. That might be the only reason people know Peyton Pritchard.
Yeah, it's like fans from here got to step back. Like, as good as he's been playing, like he's not known to any, like, really, I wouldn't say casual NBA fans. No one's being like, oh, Peyton Pritchard. Maybe like the advanced NBA fans know him, but like a casual person would not know who that is.
I
Like,
think they would, though. Like, I
I
think he's such a bucket. He's such a baller,
don't
representing
think
for the boys out there. Huh?
only been 16 games. Like, it's still pretty early
Certainly.
on in the season. I think maybe
I would
like
agree.
if he keeps all this up towards the end of the season, then I think people will know him because people will still be talking about him. But
Yes, he's got to maintain because his numbers are damn good. 15 points a game, shooting 47% from the field and 42% from three. 2.5 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal a game. Like, that's a complete box score.
yeah, I mean, against the Warriors, they had 16 points, so it's like 15 points a game coming off the bench. And then he has those games where, I mean, he's also has those games where he doesn't get much at all. Like
Yeah,
he, Toronto.
I think he had 13 or something against the Cavs, and he had a few sick moments. He had a couple threes and a baseline turnaround that I had never seen from his game, which I was like, that's fucking incredible.
I
I
saw one.
flipped out.
I think his first shot of the game, he missed it. He was trying to do a little bit too much, and it was like a
Yeah.
fade away from almost like the foul line. I was like, chill. Not fucking Kobe Bryant yet. It's
Yeah.
like,
But then
good.
he hit it later in the game and I was fired up. We're talking about the Cavs game, right?
Yeah, okay, so it
Yeah.
was kind of shot. Yeah, he did. I mean, but he looks like he's been trying to do a little bit too much right now, so.
Certainly. He's showboaty for sure. Like, he loves to take half court shots. Like, that's a dude who's out there to show up and show out.
Yeah, well, when they're winning, I guess he can do that. I mean, he can just go back to the bench and have two of the best players in the league come out there and back him up, so.
Had that lead for him. I mean, he's the entire bench though. Like, your boy, your lookalike, your doppelganger, Sam Hauser, has been quite disappointing. You should tell yourself to figure it out there.
Did pretty well last night, I think.
He
He
did.
I believe so. I saw him hit a couple of shots.
No, he had 2 points. I lied. He wasn't that good.
Oh, then maybe that's the only
No,
shot I hit.
so I think I was thinking of the game beforehand. But yeah, last night he was fairly irrelevant. For the most part, he's been fairly irrelevant. He did have one really good game. I can't remember who that one was against, but
Yeah, and that might be a guy we could trade away because.
yeah. Well, we just signed him to a fat deal, so I don't think anyone's going to take on a huge contract for fucking Sam Hauser.
You never know. He's 20. He's young enough. He's a good wing guy. He's been
Yeah.
the past couple of years, 14, 12 points, so not bad.
In the grand scheme of things, though, I think he is somebody that you keep, fortunately or unfortunately, because sometimes he gets scalding hot. He'll have like a random six threes in a game where you're like, fuck it, okay, bench spark.
Yeah, and that's what he is—a bench guy. Or I mean, he'll start some games, but most of the time, he's
Yeah.
a guy who comes off the bench and sparks it up with a couple threes. Him and Pritchard together,
The
out there.
bench splash bros.
Yeah, I guess so. But a guy we haven't really seen yet is Baylor Shireman. I guess he's been lighting it up.
Yeah, I keep waiting for it. Maybe they're giving him the Jordan Walsh treatment where they play him like, 5 games a season when they pull him up. But I'm actually going to a Red Claws game on Friday, t 2 days from now.
He's only played 4 games with them that I'm seeing right here. But he's scoring 27.4 points a game right now, which
Jesus Christ.
when he is down there, he's kind of killing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's sixth in points per game in the G League right now.
God damn, that's a fucking good draft pick. I liked him when they picked him, but
Yeah, he's
that's wasn't expecting that.
6'6". Is he even on the main White Claws roster right now?
And since he's a two-way guy, I would imagine they have him on whatever deal that is.
He's a two-way.
Yeah. Although he hasn't been brought up yet, but I think there's only a certain amount of games you can bring him up for, and there's a minimum as well.
Yeah, and you can't really even check these guys. Like, they don't really have their stats on here, but he's been killing it. And I know he only has played four games in the G League, and I think that team's played more than 4 games. So
Yeah.
I think he's a two-way player right now. I see him on the bench usually.
Yeah, I always see him. He's usually decked out in a suit. He hardly dresses, but
Yeah, well, that's a guy you could trade, either trade away or
No,
trade away for
you don't
somebody.
trade somebody who's putting up 28 in the G League for you, especially when you just drafted him. Hold on to that bitch. He had a like a regular everyday haircut when we drafted him too, and now he got a haircut and a kind of a cut up the facial hair. He looks exactly like some douchebag from Southie. Like he's completely embraced the Boston look, and I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I don't
He
know. I'm the
look.
one league right now. I don't know if they have any like big guys you could bring up. He's not even on their roster. So yeah, he must be a two
Yeah.
guy.
Who else is Jaden Springer down there, or is he on the active?
He's on active as well. Yeah,
He
I'm not
fucking
seeing.
doesn't play.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't play. But these are guys like that are valuable either for the future or for up for trade.
Yeah. Is Tony Snell still on the team?
Tony Snell. I think they got rid of him, right? Yeah,
He
he's
was
been
on
on.
last year.
He's
Who do
not.
they have on there before I go? I want to know what I'm working with.
The JD. Oh no, they got JD Davidson. Is that who you were looking for?
Monster.
He's been. I know he's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm psyched to see him.
Acquired 26 points per game. I think he's assists per game 10. He's averaging a double double right now.
Baller.
So far, who else they got?
The man from Bama.
Their website's not good. Ron Harper,
Yep.
London, Drew Peterson. I remember that name. I don't know why. Kayvon Pippen, Jay Scrub, Jordan Shackle, and Dmitrio Skopachevs.
I have no idea who any of these people are.
That's
I'm
sad. He's
going into this game rooting for JD Davidson.
gonna bring up Dmitrio Skopitsenzo. He's a 7-footer. Same birthday as me. Wow, May 12th.
Oh, no shit.
From Ukraine, Ukrainian guy. I think didn't we draft the Ukrainian this season, or wasn't it last season? I remember that was like a big.
Don't think so.
Whatever, he's on our team, but yeah,
He's
they
got
got
the same birthday as you. He must be a huge pussy.
yeah, exactly. But yeah, guys like that, I mean, we have coming up from the G League, Springer, the two-way guys seem to be killing it with
Yeah.
whatever G League, so it seems like it's pretty easy for them.
Yeah, and I would imagine Jordan Walsh is on the active roster as well now since he's not on that one.
Yeah, he's probably getting no minutes. He's definitely on the active
None.
roster.
I haven't seen him for any games that I can think of offhand,
Saw him
but
first game of the season. He got minutes against
oh
the
really? Oh yes, I did see that. Yeah.
state in the first because we won by like 30 points or something.
Yeah, he was one of the many who was chucking up a three to try and break the record. When he was putting them up, I was like, oh, we're definitely not breaking this fucking record.
Like I said, we weren't going to see that record anytime soon. I think like after that they haven't even came close. So it's like
Yeah, well, it's a game feel kind of thing. You got to see how the game starts. If everyone's hitting them early on, then you keep taking them. I'm surprised they didn't do that against the Cavs, but they just decided to concede a bunch of twos instead.
Yeah.
But still feeling good about the Celtics. They're 12-3. They just beat an undefeated team. They're still the second seed because obviously Cleveland was undefeated, but everyone knows the Celtics are the team to beat. You still feel really fucking good about this?
Yeah, I mean, like we always say, if everyone stays healthy, why not?
Yeah.
It's like that kind of thing. And this is their year. It's year what two? Well, it's the first year after the championship, so I think they can get it done. It's the same team. They're
Run it
still,
back, baby.
as of right now, it only looks like the only good great teams in the East are the Cavs and Boston. Every other team's like a little bit over 500. Like Orlando's third right now with 9-6. So
Yeah.
it's
You know
not
what
looking.
I revel in? I adore, and I'm sure you can see this one coming a mile away. I love how bad the Bucks are.
Oh yeah, so do I. But I bet they make a comeback.
You think so?
They're 5-9 right now. I bet they're gonna be at the end of the year. I give them they're gonna be top six.
Yeah, so they're definitely a playoff team.
Oh yeah, for sure. And if they don't make the playoffs, what do they got in front of them? The Bulls, and they're pretty bad. Nets.
Hornets are in front of them, dog. They're shit.
Yeah, Hawks right now are fifth. I bet they. It's tough, actually. I mean, all those teams are pretty similar, but
The
yeah, I mean,
Nets are playing good ball, surprisingly. I know they're 6-9, but like I watched a Nets game like less than a month ago, and I was like, holy shit, they actually play really well.
yeah, they're not terrible. So it's yeah, the bot they got to start going on win streaks. They got to start winning like 7 games in a row on the regular. Like they got to be like winning 7 out of 10 regularly. Or
Yeah.
some attempt to like
But
beat
they
me.
won't. Like, they look terrible. Like, Giannis is trying to carry the show, and he has a one-dimensional, terrible, brutal to watch game. It's like his game is like watching old people fuck. It's the most least enjoyable thing I've ever seen in my life. Damian Lillard looks passive and downright terrible, and Chris Middleton's so washed.
They're all, I mean, I don't know how old Giannis is, but I know Dame's getting up there, right? Like
Yeah, Dame's oldest, and I think he's 30 something.
he might be seeing his past prime kind of days. It's like Westbrook. He's still good, but like he's more of a sixth man now off the bench.
Yeah.
He's not that guy he used to be, even though he
You're
still plays.
not that guy.
He's just not that guy anymore. It's sad to see. You just gotta admit it though. It's like some of these guys are getting older. I think Dame's one. I don't think Giannis is that old, right?
No,
Giannis
I
is
don't believe so. But I don't think he's super young either. I would say Giannis is probably like 30, 31.
29. So he's got
Oh,
3 years.
okay.
And the strange thing is, I always forget that he has a championship right now. Like they did,
Yeah.
and that
I
was his.
know, that was bullshit.
That was his team, right? Like that
Yep.
was the only one. Like it was just Giannis, pretty much. It was his
And
show.
Drew Holiday, of course.
Jrue Holiday. Yeah, so Jrue Holiday is a championship winner, huh?
Hey, he is a winner.
He is a winner. I mean, they have a decent. I'm looking at their roster. Pretty good.
But like they have all the same pieces from their championship here, but everyone just gets old. Like Brook Lopez isn't effective anymore. That used to be our money bet, the Brook Lopez over or under in threes.
It's I used to hit that like crazy, and then how old? 34. So yeah, he is. I would say like last year maybe would have been his like good best year. I mean, he's just getting up there in age, even though he balled out last night and he hit the game winning shot for him, but not a buzzer beater, but a game winning layup. But
Yeah.
yeah, but I could see this roster getting hot. I mean, it's not
I
crazy to
mean,
see.
Dame's numbers aren't bad. I'm looking at them. He's averaging 25 a game, 43% from shooting, which isn't great, but not terrible.
It's their defense.
And
I think they're not playing well. They just need to play
yeah.
better defense here. They'll be great. I mean, they'll be fine. I sure wouldn't want to run into them in a playoff matchup, to be
I
honest.
would. Fuck him. I'd love that. It would be a dick kicking. Giannis blows. Al
The
Horford
thing
owns that.
is, before last season started, they were like one of the favorites to win it all, weren't they?
Yeah, they've been one of the favorites forever, but that's just because the media and everyone rides Giannis and he's not good.
I think it's one of those things where like they could easily just get hot, especially those two guys. I wouldn't say they're out of it yet at all. Like I would say they could even finish third in the East at this point. I would be curious.
You
Could even win the East at this point, coming first.
think they can really come back and win? I think that's ludicrous. Them making the playoffs, I'm probably a hater on that front, but I'm going to stick to my guns. But to win the East, I think is absolutely outlandish.
Giannis is Giannis. If everyone's saying he's
He
that guy.
sucks, dog. Even when he was winning MVPs, he sucked. He's not good. He
I don't like
just charges to the rim. Like he's not good at basketball.
He had 43 against us.
Yeah, well, when you get every free throw call and you're 7 feet tall and really fast and take three strides to get from half court to the bucket, like, yeah, you're gonna put up points. Watching his game is so brutal. It's literally just all free throws and layups. It's terrible.
Yeah. And
And
then
he
what about
sucks at free throws.
another team that doing pretty bad, but they should be doing well, the 76ers. You're not scared of that at all, assuming.
I wish I could say I could because I like the team. I love Tyrese Maxey. I love Joel Embiid. I'm not a huge Paul George guy because I think him as a person is kind of a box, but his game is so fluid, so flawless. I love Paul George's game, but they're just like nothing's going right for him. Embiid and Maxey started out the season hurt. Paul George tweaks his knee in the preseason. Maxey's shooting percentages when he gets back aren't great. Their rookie is balling out of control. The dude with the painted fingernails, who I've been making fun of every chance I get, he's killing it. And I actually really wanted him to be terrible, and he's not.
He's up there for rookie of the year too. Yeah, he's their
Nuts.
guy from Duke. Yeah, I was watching him.
Oh,
He
he's from
balled out.
Duke.
Yeah, he actually ended up balling out last season towards the end. He was like their best player. I mean, he was like their it guy going into the season, but yeah, Duke
I think he's had like 5 straight 20-point games or something like that. Like he's playing really fucking well. He's a
balling out.
sniper.
I'm actually pretty impressed.
Yeah. Are you a big fan?
I mean, I watched him a lot last year in at Duke, and he did pretty well. And in high school, he was like, I think he was like a top five Like, he was ranked in the top five coming out of high school. Let me see.
So
ESPN.
wild. I've seen some of his TikToks and they're fucking brutal to watch. They're a tough hang.
Yeah, dude, he's only 20 years old. So,
Yep, certainly. But when I was 20 years old, I wasn't making dumbass videos.
didn't have that shit. We probably would have. I just want to guarantee that he was the top five coming out of high school. But yeah, he's really impressed. This would have been 2023 draft class.
No, high school, 22, 21, maybe.
Think,
How he was one and done at Duke or 2 years?
he's one and done. Yeah, he was actually, I was surprised he went one and done. Jared McKinney was top 10. He was 10th. Pretty good.
Still pretty damn good, yeah.
Out of all those guys in the top 10, I haven't seen anyone else on this list doing well actually in the NBA now. So
Yeah,
I don't.
that's So he was definitely the best from that class. But yeah, I'm not worried about the Sixers at all.
Yeah, not worried. Okay. I mean, neither
Yeah.
am I. That's a team that might not even got, if you think about it, they're 2 wins right now. So,
Yeah, dude, they're last. They're tied with the Wizards. Like, that's atrocious.
and
I
they're
didn't
not.
see that one coming at all.
And Embiid, like, I think there's a lot of drama about him right now. So I think someone's
Yeah.
crazy and he's not showing.
Philadelphia media is brutal, though. I really don't think a lot of it's Embiid's fault. He did like shove a reporter or something like that, but he wrote a scathing article about his brother.
Yeah, but you still can't do that, dude.
Certainly, but his brother died and they're like talking shit. It was very weird.
Don't even know that, but
Yeah.
jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
It would be a touchy subject for me, too.
I don't think he played like 10 first 10 games this season or something like that.
Yeah,
So
and then when he came back, he looked slow and out of shape, played like 15 minutes, looked terrible in 15 minutes. It's just it they're fucking brutal to watch.
yeah, so we'll see. I mean, not scared of them. Not really scared of, I mean, it's the Cavs and maybe, like, I know you're not scared, you're not afraid of them, but
No, the surprise team that I'd be most afraid of, it's my bet's the same every year. I will never count this team out because I have been scorned by them so many times. The Miami Heat, like, I don't care if they're 6 and 7. They could go to the finals. They're fucking awesome. Yes, dude. Every year, everyone counts out the Heat, and I will not be that idiot that counts out the Heat again. I don't care. They're perfect.
paper, sure. I mean,
No, and like this year, they're not playing great, certainly, but they're coached to perfection. They have a team full of studs. Yeah, they're always like all the years they made it to the finals, no one thought they were going to the finals. All the years they made it to the playoffs, everyone's like, how can this team win?
Jimmy was prime Jimmy then. I don't.
Yeah. I never count out Jimmy Butler. I think he's a monster.
I'd say he's prime Jimmy right now, but yeah. I mean, you got a point. Yeah, I wouldn't want to see them in the playoffs, but like, would I be like,
I'd be uneasy about it.
eh, I'd say six max.
Jimmy Butler's numbers aren't stellar. Hasn't played all the games. He's missed a few games. He's averaging 18 points, 50% from the
You
field.
know, 30,
Fucking.
too. He's 35.
Yeah, but he's ageless. I'm not worried about that. He's
We'll see.
perfect.
You think all
This
these guys
is
are
Michael
like,
Jordan's son we're talking about here. Show some fucking respect.
He's not doing too great right now. So 17 points a game for Jimmy Butler, that's a little
It's
embarrassing.
bad. It's bad. Certainly it is bad. But his rebounding is where it should be at 5, and his assists are also 5. Like he's the perfect player.
4.9 assists, but he's
Yeah,
not.
we round up. On this podcast, we round up.
We do. But yeah, not scared. You're scared of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say the Magic would be an interesting combo, but
Yeah, that would be slightly worrisome, but just because even when they were shitty, they kind of beat the Celtics a couple times every year.
think Paolo Banchero is kind of out of it. Something happened to him, so I don't think he's playing much right now.
Yeah.
And
Oh, I want to
Pistons
say oblique injury or
too.
something.
They're like,
What?
Pistons are 7th right now. They're 500
I
almost.
know, they're not terrible, right?
Kate Cunningham,
What
so it's not.
about your New York Knicks? You buying stock in them?
That's not my team. I think
I don't know.
Barrett was there, but he's long gone. This is the Villanova
Yeah,
thing.
you're right. You're right. Yep, you explained this on the last show. You are right.
A lot of people do like them though.
Yeah,
Going
those
forward,
people are dumb.
they have a decent. I think Karl-Anthony Towns. I think I saw his numbers recently. He's been going off. I think he's been scoring like 30 points a game.
No way. He sucks. Let me look this up.
I think he's been balling out. He's scoring 26 a game right now.
He's averaging.
His
Yeah.
last 5 games, 24, 26, 46, 21. So, I mean, and then 30.
Shooting 50% from the from three
Pretty
is
good.
pretty nuts.
Yeah, he's playing. He's balling out right now.
Yeah,
Probably
but
not needed a lot, but he is scoring pretty.
He's a sheep in wolf's clothing. He acts really tough and he's super soft. I'm so not worried about him. Once the next time the Knicks play the Celtics, everyone will see once again that, he just can't cut it with the big teams.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
But yeah, overall, like, I'm really not too worried about it. Celtics are in the catbird seat.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And we
100%.
just proved it again yesterday. Undefeated, we don't care. We're the top of the East. Even if we're the second seed, we are the top of the East. We're the top of the league. We are the team to beat. Get fucked.
I would have to agree with that. I mean, they proved it yesterday, even though they almost came back and lost. Although
Certainly.
game,
But that's classic Celtics fashion. Like we,
yeah, you got to be used to that by now.
yeah, we lost a game to the Heat last year in the first round, lost a game to the Cavs, and then we ended up sweeping the Pacers. But we lose to some bad teams, and that's how it goes.
Exactly. So at the end of the day, yeah, you still got to count them as the top team. Not much has changed since like we've. Honestly, the last podcast, I mean, they've lost a couple of games. I think they lost, yeah, all three of their games since the last time we talked, but they're still the same team. They're still, for the most part, crushing teams. Like most games are like they're winning by like at least 10 points. So at the end of
Yeah.
the day, those losses, yeah, they lost to two good teams and then, or yeah, two decent teams and then like one really bad team. But at the end of the day, they're going to get those losses. So especially when they're not playing with Porzingis.
Yes. Yeah. And once he comes back, it'll go back to being a dick kicking.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, till then, I think we still cruise to that. I would think one seed, but the Cavs got to slow down after that loss last night. They're going to rattle off a couple losses, you think.
Yeah, like they'll definitely slip a couple dumb ones in there. What's their schedule looking like going forward?
I'll wait for the pressure. Their schedule, I think it's.
So we got the Wizards on Friday, Wolves on Sunday, Clippers on Monday, second night of a back-to-back, and then they have a cup game against the Bulls the following Friday.
So I don't know. They could rest some guys and play that and go all out for that cup game.
Yeah, I think Wizards, you can rest some guys. Wolves, you'll probably have to play everyone. Clippers, play
Yep.
everyone. And then even for the Bulls, should be easy money.
Bulls the cup game?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So that should be easy money. They're pretty bad, but then Cleveland, Miami after that, Detroit, Milwaukee, Memphis. Yeah, they got some tough games coming up the next 10 games or so. So.
Yeah, they'll certainly drop
Oh,
some.
they have a couple bad teams in there, but Clippers are decent. Minnesota's decent. Cleveland obviously is
Yeah.
decent. Miami Bucks, like you got some in Detroit. I mean, I could see them losing maybe one or two out of that.
And
They're
it'll
not
be like the Wizards in Detroit will lose too.
yeah, and they'll blow out Cleveland and
Yeah.
Miami and Milwaukee, and they'll lose to Detroit by like 15. But
Yep, we know this story. But I think that's a wrap on episode 125 of the Rafters podcast brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. Remember to like, rate, subscribe. Anything you can would be greatly appreciated. And that's a later.
thanks. I'm on 9% right now.